Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 30th, 2020. Reading from Romans chapter 12. And I'll read verses 9 through, about 13, because on this Memorization Monday, we're going to be focusing on some story and testimony about a special verse, about a special Aunt Beulah that you'll be introduced to by our very own office manager extraordinaire, Karen Harrison, and we'll introduce her in just a second. But let me read these great verses out of this great chapter, out of this great book, the Bible. Here's Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Oh, dear one, this is a packed, great collection of verses. It's God's Word. It's inspired. So as Karen and I have already prayed, we're going to trust that God will use the words, the sharing, the storytelling, what we have to say about these verses, and maybe what God would speak to you through what's shared and said as a blessing to you. That's our prayer. And so, Karen, thank you for joining us for this edition of Mark and Friends. And I've already told you, Karen, I want to save some of your testimony and some of your life story for another interview. In fact, I'm hoping in a month or 2 months to have all of our 19 frequencies connected so that Mark and Friends can be heard in Springfield. Wow. And Decatur and Bloomington, all the way to Macomb and Beardstown and Whitehall. And so I don't want you to share everything, nor do you probably want to, because no. You're one of my favorite kind of guests, Karen. You're kind of reluctant. You're like, oh, Mark, I don't want this about me. I don't really want to share too much. I want God to get the glory. And I think he will. But you're going to share it in a unique storytelling method, because you're going to talk about your beloved Aunt Beulah. And so I think that'll be great for our listeners to experience some of her faith journey, along with the unique work that you continue to do by answering phones and all the detailed work and some accounting and answering questions and lugging the mail from the post office to the home and working with Bethany and the various many tasks that you attend to on a daily basis. But you're a part of Memorization Monday, which means we have a very specific verse. And for our listeners that have missed our Memorization Mondays, because we've had some other special guests or features when I was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I guess it's almost been a couple months now, but there were some great speakers that I wanted to share. Janet Parshall, you heard her one Monday, and then we had Mike Huckabee and some other special features. So we're returning to our Memorization Monday pattern on Monday. The verse we're going to be looking at is Romans 12:12, and it says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. So I'm going to have Karen read our chapter. It's chapter number 47 from the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan in just a moment. So welcome, Karen, to today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Good to be on.
Hey, Karen, you can't see it, but I have my elbow up. I'm putting my elbow out. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving you the elbow hug or the touch.
The new wave.
Yeah.
Handshake.
We're more than 6 feet apart, so we're following the guidelines that have been set out for us. And I don't want to make light of that. There are people suffering and concerned and really discombobulated over this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Do I have a job? What's next? People are fearful. Right. And I guess you could say legitimately so, but we have a Lord that brings peace and comfort and compassion and care. He'll see us through this. He knows the end from the beginning. And ultimately, our destiny, those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that have asked him into their hearts, our eternity is secure. And so, yes, we are living in uncertain times, but we don't have to fear. And I hope through some of your sharing and some of your story and the modeling that sweet Aunt Beulah has demonstrated these many months will become a comfort for our listeners today. So the goal is we'll read from our book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. We'll follow that with a special song by Keith and Kristen Getty titled, Lord, From Sorrows Deep I Call. And then we'll have a little time of sharing some stories about Aunt Beulah and how you've seen this verse, Romans 12:12, lived out in her life.
On June 22, 1879, the great Victorian preacher Charles Spurgeon preached a sermon on this text in which he said the first two phrases, rejoice in hope and be patient in affliction, are powerful antidotes against poison, that they must be taken with prayer. Joy and patience are curative essences, he said, but they must be dropped into a glass full of supplication, and then they will be wonderfully efficient.
Hey, Karen, I'm going to have you have to divide all that and explain what that all means to us at some point here. Okay, Lise, I digress some more. Go ahead.
Okay. These are the great physician's three prescriptions for tough times. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer. Take each phrase in turn, memorize it, meditate on it, consider its applications, then go on to the next. Rejoice in hope. When we can't rejoice in circumstances, we can rejoice in the anticipation of what God's going to do with them, in them, through them, despite them, and because of them. On cloudy days, the sun still shines as brightly as ever in the center of the solar system. And when we rejoice in hope, we're saying, despite current conditions, the sun is shining for me as brightly as ever with healing in his rays. Be patient in affliction. Rejoicing in hope enables us to be patient in affliction. Patience is hope in different clothing. It's the ability to wait calmly as the Lord works, everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Be persistent in prayer. Whenever your hope seems to fail you and your joy begins to sink, said Spurgeon, the shortest method is to take to your knees. By remembering the promise in prayer, hope will be sustained, and then joy is sure to spring from it. An open Bible and a bowed head create a powerful atmosphere in which God's will is brought to bear upon the distresses of life. Jesus even recommended we nag God with our requests, like the persistent neighbor at a friend's door, or a relentless widow harassing a presiding judge. Romans 12:12 is a shot in the arm for whatever ails us. Rejoice in all good things the Lord your God has given you. Deuteronomy 26:11.
And Karen, I'm going to give everyone permission when you read, you're going to cite, I think, about 10 or so different verses.
Oh, you're going to have them jot it down?
Actually, I'll just have them say amen along with you once you finish each of these.
Okay. Rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God. That's found in Deuteronomy 27:7.
Amen.
Rejoice in the shadow of his wings. Psalm 63:7. Rejoice in praise, Psalm 106:47. Rejoice in the way revealed by his decrees, Psalm 119:14. Rejoice in the Holy One of Israel, Isaiah 29:19. Rejoice in his house of prayer, Isaiah 56:7. Rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, Romans 5:2. Rejoice in hope. Romans 12:12, and rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4.
And I'll say it again.
Rejoice.
You know that verse. Amen.
Yeah.
And then it closes out with, what, a special?
Yeah, a quote from Ian Bounds. It says, prayer brings us into that state of grace where tribulation is not only endured, but where there is under it a spirit of rejoicing. Again, that was Ian Bounds.
Now, Karen, you picked out a song that is done by Keith and Kristen Getty. It's titled Lord, From Sorrows Deep I Call. Why choose this song of all the ones that you could pick and be a part of today's broadcast?
Well, actually, that was on the advice of my daughter-in-law, Jane. She lives just next door. I had spent about an hour looking for a song that talked about hope and affliction and prayer. And there's lots of songs that talk about each individually. And so I just ran it by her because she's very musical. And that's the first one that came to mind. And I know it's a song that means a lot to her and me too. And I started looking at it, and it does talk about all those things. So that's why we chose that one.
Here's Keith and Kristen Getty, Lord, From Sorrows Deep I Call.
Lord, from sorrows deep I call. When my hope is shaken, torn and ruined from the fall, hear my desperation. For so long I've pled and prayed, God, come to my rescue. Even so, the thorn remains, still my heart will pray. Within my troubled soul, questions without answers, on my faith these billows roll. God, be now my shelter. Why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in him who saves you. When the fires have all grown cold, cause this heart to praise you. Should my life be torn from me, every worldly pleasure, when all I possess is grief, God be then my treasure. Be my vision in the night, be my hope and refuge, till my face is turned aside, Lord, my heart will praise you.
From sorrows deep I call, when my hope is shaken, torn and ruined from the fall, hear my desperation. For so long I've pled and prayed, God, come to my rescue. Even so, the thorn remains, still my heart will praise you. Oh, Karen, there's some great lyrics here. Storms within my troubled soul, questions without answers. On my faith these billows roll, God, be now my shelter. Why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in him who saves you. When the fires have all grown cold, cause this heart to praise you. Oh, there's some more great lyrics here, Karen. And you chose this, I guess you and your, did you say your daughter-in-law?
Uh-huh.
This was sung by Keith and Kristen Getty, titled, Lord, From Sorrows Deep I Call. But you felt like this would be a good song for our listeners and for us to engage with in light of Romans 12:12. Let me reiterate the verse on this Memorization Monday, and then let's talk a little about it. And then we can hear a little about your sweet Aunt Beulah. But Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." So in light of our reading and some of Aunt Beulah's story, how do you see this verse, or how have you seen this verse lived out in others?
Oh, well, she immediately comes to mind. We got word this last fall that Mike's aunt, Aunt Beulah from East Tennessee, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. She's the youngest of 11 children and has dozens of nieces and nephews. And in this time of her illness, they've all just surrounded her, taken care of her. And she has invested in not only their lives, as she always has, but also the caregivers' lives. Anybody that walks through the door of her room where she's staying gets to hear scripture. She is so excited about scripture memory. That's why another reason she came to mind, because she passes out a scripture card to everyone who comes into her room, and she challenges them to memorize it, and she tells them, "When I see you next, I'm gonna ask you about that verse and see if you've learned it." But she just is so intent on getting people to get God's word in their heart. And then on top of that, she takes every opportunity to share her faith. Someone, a friend of hers, had gotten her a little white lamb just to keep there with her, a little stuffed animal, and she named it Grace. And so anybody that comes in the room, she says, "Have you met Grace?" And from that, she goes to talking about the grace of Jesus. And she says, you know, that Jesus gives us grace for salvation. He gives us grace to go through hard times and trials, and he gives us grace when it's time to die and go home. And she is just so full of joy, you know, and physically she's not in a joyful situation, and yet she's using every minute. I told her, I said, you know, "Beulah, this could be the most productive season of your life." She's just not waiting a minute, and she wants to run the race of faith and finish strong. And she even uses Facebook. She learned how to use Facebook, so every day she could get on and testify about her love for Jesus, and she calls it Musings from Beulah Land. And she has so much scripture in her heart that when she came out of anesthesia from the brain surgery, and of course she wasn't even aware, the doctors told her later when she came to, she was quoting scripture. And she'll tell you, she said, "This is not me, my strength, it is Jesus Christ living in me." And, she, you know, she has outlived her prognosis. She's probably already, you know, doubled the time they had given her. And I said, you know, God's going to keep you here because you're just, you know, you're being such a missionary for him right there from that bed. And she always teasingly said, "I had brain surgery. What's your excuse?"
Yeah. You know? Sure.
But, you know, pray for Aunt Beulah because she turned 77 tomorrow on Tuesday. And it's hard for her right now. She would never let on to this, but she's used to being surrounded by family. And because of the coronavirus, she's not. You know, she's there alone now. Except for the fact, and she would tell you this, that the presence of the Lord surrounds her and is with her, and she has a living hope. She doesn't just have a knowledge about God, but she knows her Savior, and she has just been such an encouragement and testimony to all the people that know her. And because of her love for scripture memory and her love for the Lord and the way that she is a faithful prayer, and she's been patient in affliction and obviously has been so joyful in her hope, she just came to mind, and so I just had to share about her.
And if you didn't quite understand the Musings from Beulah Land, she's Aunt Beulah. And so those are her musings, her thoughts, her prayers. And I love this verse, our verse for today, Karen. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And as you talked about Aunt Beulah, I thought, you know, if you look at it in reverse, because she's faithful in prayer, she can be patient in affliction and be joyful because she knows the Lord behind it. And what a great verse. As we read it forward or read it in reverse, we can apply it into our lives and be joyful in all circumstances. We can be patient and we can be faithful in prayer because of the one we pray to, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has our best interests in mind.
And she was so blessed. I don't know if you remember that you taped little Silas quoting that scripture, because he memorized that. And we played that for Aunt Beulah. And she was so pleased that the next generation is putting God's word in their heart.
Amen. Amen. All right, Great News Radio listeners, let's keep Aunt Beulah prayed up. Thank you, Karen, for sharing today. And as we all walk through these uncertainties, these days with conflict, with turmoil, with problems, maybe with some aspects of fear, we can trust in the one who delights in us and cares for us. As it says in Romans 12:12, our verse for the week, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
Amen.
Well, Karen, I'm going to close out as a special treat with that recorded announcement by your grandson, Silas, and a portion of Mark Lowry singing, I Love to Tell the Story, because I know that's true of you, Karen, that's true of Aunt Beulah, and may it be true of all of us today to share the incredible redemptive story that God cares and loves you, and He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior and to secure us for eternal life. Here's Silas, followed by a portion of Mark Lowry singing, I Love to Tell the Story. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Karen Harrison with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
My name's Silas. I'm 4 years old. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. I love Great News Radio. I love my daddy and I love Jesus.
To tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, it's because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory. I'll tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.